Clip Central Cameos on clipcentral.com.
Alles net oor jou en dis my eie liedjie. Dis Amor with Tony hier saam met Duncan op Cliff Central. Duncan, it's so great to be with you.
I feel very lucky to be in the presence of a beautiful Afrikaner lady.
Have you never been with an Afrikaner lady?
Never, ever.
Oh my word. That's really weird.
Well, now's the time.
Well, I met Gareth Cliff again for the how manyth time. We had such a good time. We did a whole lot of stuff in the studio. We had coffee and what is that thing that he makes you ride on?
It's like a Segway. Call it a
Segway.
Yeah.
Okay, because I had really good fun on that Segway. And Gareth is just so down to earth, eh?
Isn't he just?
He's just amazing. Well, daai liedjie se naam is Alles net oor jou en ek staan in vandag vir Casper De Vries, wat besig is met 'n hele klompie goedjies. He's busy making money, right?
So much money, I don't even understand.
Yeah, and we plebs, so we just got to do our thing.
Yep. He's the boss.
He's the boss. Well, when we spoke to Gareth Cliff, he said that, you know, Amor, we want to have you on the show. And I said, well, maybe we can celebrate women. It was Women's Month last month. But, you know, being a woman, being out there, doing our thing and performing, I just thought that it's really cool. You know, women need to be honored for what they do. And there's so many ladies out there who work a full-time job, who have families, who have kids to look after. At the same time, they have to run around collecting kids from school, running around with extramurals. I'm one of those women that I really want to be hands-on. And I want to get my kids kids from school, take them to horse riding and soccer and whatnot. And it really takes a lot out of you. But at the end of the day, it's so rewarding. And it's all about being a strong woman. It's about having faith. It's about having the abundance of energy to do what you want to do. And no matter what life throws at you, and you know, if you have your hardships in life, which I've ultimately had as well and probably going to have more of, there are certain things that I've learned out of life that I want to share with you today. And it's all about just being who you are, being the woman that you're proud of, having a life that is a fulfilling life, and talking about what makes you happy, you know, the 50 things that really make us kick. Duncan, you're going to love that, because have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, you can give us some tips.
Oh, looking forward to the tips, man. I need all the tips I can get.
We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to get into the serious side of things. And, you know, I'm going to kind of expose a little bit about my life too, and the hardships that I've been through and things that I've learned. And maybe I can help one or two ladies out there. That's what it's all about. And performing and doing what I love is ultimately what I love to do. So being here today is fantastic. You can call us if you want to chat with us on 0861 555 189. So let me do it in an American language. Can I do it?
Go for it.
Okay, watch. You can call us on 0861 555, or rather 555 189. It's
like, ooh.
Was that cool?
I'm hot already.
And you can tweet us at cliffcentral.com, cliffcentral.com, Facebook, Cliff Central, of course. And then they tell me that WeChat is really big on the show. I've never done that before.
It's fantastic. That's the way most people get a hold of us.
Okay, well, let's do that. You can tap connect, then MSG, which is message, to show. Message to show, and you can send us a message, and I'll answer it as honestly as I can. So coming up, a whole lot of things, celebrating woman, the strength of a woman versus a woman being strong, and of course a whole lot of other things. But you know, right now, I love music. I need to be happy, baby. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Clap along if you
feel like that's what you want to do. Cliff Central cameos on cliffcentral.com.
And that's where we are. Happy with Pharrell. I hope you are happy today. I know I woke up this morning, Duncan, kind of, I dreamt a bad dream. I dreamt that I was getting married again. And my mom says that's a really bad thing.
Married to the same guy again? Or
I can't remember because I didn't see the guy in my dreams.
Right.
I didn't see the guy, but apparently it's not a good thing. But then, you know, you wake up, sometimes you dream about things and you go, oh my word, this is going to like control my life. This is what life's about. And so I started off on a bad note, but then I kind of put music on and I got in front of my mirror this morning and I got dressed and I was dancing and I was feeling it. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to let the circumstances dictate what I feel. So I decided that today I'm going to have a good day. That was my decision. And that's what it's all about, right?
Positive mentality. I know when I wake up in the morning and I take my walk to my workplace, on my way there, I just tell myself, you know what, Duncan, put a smile on your face. You know, try and make everyone happy. So it's all about telling yourself in the morning that this is what I want to do.
I know, because there are circumstances in life that take over, and there's so many bad things that happen to good people, right? And whatnot. And so you take it in, and sometimes it becomes overwhelming and you think, how the hell am I going to deal with this? And you do make a plan. You do have to make a plan. So this song all about happy. I want to ask our listeners to send in a message on WeChat. It's MSG2Show, 2 being a number 2, and it's all in capitals, MSG2Show. Let us know what makes you happy. Is it a song? What do you do first thing when you wake up in the morning? You know, how do you get yourself into a good mood? You know, for me, I'm not a morning person. Duncan, you know what? I drop my kids off in my pajamas at school. I'm not a morning person because of my life and shows that I normally, you know, do. I come home at about 12, 1 sometimes in the morning. So it's hard for me to wake up at 5:30 and be really outgoing. So I drop my kids off at school, come home, and I take my time, I get dressed, and that's what I do. But I, you know, that's what I decide to do. That's my life. You know,
I'm just thinking, how could we make you a morning person? If you had less to do, if you had no kids.
Well, you know what? If I had to get a job that's a morning show on your show, then maybe that would work. Hinting Gareth Cliff. That would be fantastic. Okay, so there's a message. What makes me happy? This is from Sally. What makes me happy is a long night of sex. Oh, my word.
Ooh.
Just feels so good. Loving the show. Oh, my. I haven't had sex in a long time.
Okay.
Well, it's just the honest truth. This is the weirdest thing. But Sally, I love your honesty. I love people who are just honest and do what they do. And you know what? No pretenses on the show. That's what Gareth said.
Yeah.
No pretenses.
Yeah.
So you know what makes me happy, Duncan?
Tell me.
Okay. You know, I've been through a kind of life that has been amazing. I've had so many good things, but then there was a time where everything just happened to rain and everything just collapsed. And I came to a point where I was so addicted to sleeping tablets because that was my way of escaping.
Mm.
I wanted to sleep more so that I could be better the next day or sleep maybe 2 hours in the day and I could be better later. But not realizing that sleeping tablets actually make you a zombie. And it dictated my life. It ruled my life. And up until the time where I really fell ill, went into hospital, my kids saw what was happening. They phoned 911 and got me into hospital. And they were the ones that said, Mommy, we want you to be happy again. We want you to be okay. And there were so many things happening at the time, as you know, with the whole US saga and him being sick. And we're going through a divorce. And then the sex video came up right before that. I felt like I wasn't worth anything. And I think a lot of women go through the same thing. I think a lot of women get to that point where they feel that they are not worthy of love. Not worthy of any emotion, not worthy of good things in life. And so you take it upon yourself to make yourself feel better, but you dictate to yourself that you are not good enough. And that's not the point. The point is we all are good enough and we're all in this world. We've been made in God's creation. We're here to fulfill a purpose.
Mm.
And for me, during that time, of negativity and the media scrutiny and being on sleeping tablets and trying to get out of it. And I had to get help. My parents were around me. They were, Amor, we need you to be the older Amor that you were. I started simplifying my life. I started, and now is a good time because it's spring. I started cleaning out my cupboards. It starts with simplifying your home, simplifying your environment, simplifying the things around you, getting rid of the old habits that made you fall into the old things that are not good, the negativity. Change your carpets, change in your home, like just rearrange. You don't have to buy new things. Rearrange things, change your cushions, your carpets, your portraits, your pictures. Just change things. I went to Mr. Price in Sheet Street, Duncan, have you ever? And I went and bought a whole lot of scriptures, just positive wordings that I would put on my wall, because positivity is not a one-off thing. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to wake up and make it a lifestyle. When I go to the toilet, that's my time when I'm alone, my 5 minutes, right? When I close the door, I have all my positive sayings on the back of my door when I do. And ladies laugh about it because I do a lot of motivational talks. And women just, oh my word, what is she talking about? And it's the truth. I'm just being honest. This is what we do. We have to simplify things. For me, I had to go back to what my passion was all about. Writing songs, listening to music, starting to dance again. I know that how hectic it is, even if you're feeling like you cannot do it anymore. You don't want to get out of your bed anymore. You don't want to live. I've been there. You know what? You have to tell yourself, even by taking a 10-minute walk and admiring the good things in life, like the birds, the trees, the river, the beauty in life. I started training again. My endorphins started upping again. You know, when your endorphins go. Hey, Duncan.
I know. Exercise is good for you.
I know, hey. So I started training again and I started cleaning out the clutter in my mind and in my life. And by creating meaningful goals, I started to accept the gratitude. And I think we always want what we can't have. Instead of saying, let's write down what our gratitude is all about. What are we blessed for every day? And so writing down what you really love and what you appreciate of the day, every single day of your life, put it in a little gratitude jar And at the end of the day, or end of the week, or end of the month, or maybe end of the year, you open up the jar and you read your gratitudes.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that everyone out there, we all have something that's common that we should be grateful for? The common things that we are all grateful for.
I think the common thing that we're grateful for is the fact that we have a life. The fact that we are here to fulfill a purpose, number one. Number two, and I'm talking from a woman's point of view because this is celebrating women. Most of us have kids, and we feel like sometimes we can't handle everything because we've got to be career woman, we've got to be a mother, you've got to be a chef, you've got to be the transport person, you've got to be the tutor. Because in my case, my son has a hearing disability, so he's in a remedial school. I have a remedial child I have to deal with every single day. He doesn't do his homework on his own. And then I'm also a single mother. You know, I come home, you know, to a house where I have to still cook, feed, do the homework, run around with soccer and whatnot. But you know what? I love doing it because my parents taught me the grounding of appreciating the good things, and they taught me the ethic of work.
Yeah.
And so let's get into that a little more later, hey? Is that okay?
Please.
Because I can talk forever. I can talk forever. But the next song that you're going to do is Prame Flarka, which is a single that came out, which is my album that's coming out in the next 3 weeks. Prame Flarka, it's all about getting up and living your life. Went to number one on radio stations. Here we go.
Ek het lang bly lê, vasgevang in donker wolke, ek was bang, met selfs geen troos in my sang, maar ek los besef dat daar 'n keuse is om weer geloof en bystand op te staan. Sprei my vlerke,
in the studio. Duncan, thank you.
Yeah.
You are such a vibe.
No, you such a vibe.
Well, the song is called Sprame Flarka, and you asked me, it is, seriously, do you not understand Afrikaans at all?
Spree my
flarka. Spray.
Oh, spray.
Yeah, like spray it. Spread your wings, baby.
Spray your wings or spread your wings?
Spread your wings? Well, yeah, it must spray in Afrikaans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, ek verstaan net 'n bietjie Afrikaans.
Net 'n bietjie, ja, is baie goed. Strui My Vlerke is die nuwe single, of die eerste single wat nummer 1 gegaan het op verskeie radiostasies. And that was a song that Connell Cruz, you know Connell.
Fantasties.
Hey, isn't he amazing?
I love Connell.
Connell Cruz and I wrote the song within an hour. David Gresham, who I'm signed with, recorded us, and then they said, get into the room and write the song. And within an hour, the song was born. And Connell doesn't understand Afrikaans at all. And I was like, Connell, I'm going to sing a song about Spring My Flarke, with whatever it is, it's okay. I'll write the music. So we did it. And this was a song saying that I've had enough to sleep, the sleeping tablets I were on. So it's a personal song, kind of saying enough of that. And I've had the support of so many people, including my parents and family and support and just people on Facebook, you know. You know, honestly, I can honestly say, you know, when I read the comments on Facebook, they're mostly good. But then, you know, 9 out of 10 times you'll get the one negative.
Mm.
And that will influence you. You know, that kind of, oh wow, could that be true? Could that be true? And then I go, you know what, that's 1 out of 100, you know. And I deal with it as is, because you're going to get good with the bad. And if you're in the social media platform or on social media platform or in the music industry or whatever you're in, I decided this is my life. This is what I want to do. I want to entertain. I want to sing. I want to perform. And I'm going to have to take it, the good and bad together, right, Duncan? Do you
absolutely
get it?
True.
Do you get it?
Break free. I get it.
Do you?
I get it a lot. I think I was also one of those people that would write horrible comments about someone on Facebook or
social
media.
Because you didn't know the person and you didn't walk in their shoes, did you?
Yeah, but then I realized and I asked myself, why am I doing this? And I realized that I'd only do that if I was having a bad day.
Exactly.
Or feeling shitty.
Because you are projecting your negativity on that person because you feel crap, you want that person to feel crap.
Yeah, that's true.
Am I right?
I think that's where it comes from.
Mm, yeah. Oh, well, anyway. It's Spray My Flarka and it's the new album's coming out, Duncan, in about 3 weeks' time. It's called Dictator Snow. And Dictator, it means the time is now.
Of course. I know what that means.
Dictator Snow. It means the time is now. Mm. So there's never the right time. Just, you know what? Every day, every moment is a time for you. And I was speaking earlier about, you know, the strong woman versus the woman of strength. Do you want to know about this? Because I think you can take a lot of tips for your... Are you married?
I wish I was.
Oh, but you got a chick.
I can't afford any little baller at the moment, so I'm not married.
Okay, so let me tell you something else. This is the difference between a woman of strength and a strong woman. Okay, tell me what you think. And criticize me if you want.
Give it
as
to
well.
Me.
Okay. A strong woman works out every day to keep her body in shape, right? But a woman of strength looks deep inside her soul to keep her soul in shape.
Yeah.
A strong woman isn't afraid of anything, but a woman of strength shows courage in the mists of fear.
Mm.
A strong woman won't let anybody get the best of her, okay, as much as you want, because we're all sensitive and we do take the good with the bad. But a woman of strength gives the best of her to everybody else. No matter what happens in life, she will get the best of her to everybody else because that's her authentic self. A strong woman makes mistakes and avoids the same in the future. But a woman of strength realizes that life's mistakes can also be blessings and capitalizes on them. So you learn from them, Duncan. You take them in your stride and you go, well, there must be a reason why this happened to me. The reason might not be there for you, but in a couple of years' time, you might go, oh, I know exactly why that happened.
Das
because it made me wise. Mm. Dis hoekom.
Dis hoekom,
ja. Ek leer om Afrikaans. A strong woman walks sure-footedly, but a woman of strength knows when to ask for help. And you know, when I do motivational talks, because I do a lot of them around corporate or platland, waar ook al ons gaan, I always say that I think women out there, South African women or universal women, we think that we can do everything by ourselves because it's demanded and expected from us to do things. We have to be the mom, like I said earlier, be the traffic cop, be the chef, be the tutor, you know, be a wife, do everything that we can do. And it's expected of us to do 110%. But at the end of the day, when we look at other people's, we always compare ourselves to other women. We go, oh, I don't know how the hell she does that. Look at her. She's a career woman. She does this. Look, she always looks amazing. But you know what? We never ask for help. And we forget to ask for help because that's seen as a sign of weakness. and we forget. And I remember during the Desperate Housewives shows. Do you remember that? Did you watch that show?
No, I used to skip it, but I know of it.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, well.
One of the ladies I remember sat under the goalpost, a rugby post, you know, the rugby field, and she was crying. And one of the Desperate Housewives friends came along, and she said to her, "Why are you crying? What is going on?" And she said, "You ladies make it look so easy. You have kids, you have careers, you look amazing. You just seem to handle it with so much grace. I, on the other hand, can't do it." And she said, "You know what? Because you haven't asked for help. Mm. We ask for help." And that being, if I may get spiritual on this point, a lot of the times, you know, and I'm not going to preach religion, but I do think that no matter where you are in life, just by praying and becoming humble, and just by asking for help, be it to your guide, whomever it is, your God, your angels. I mean, my little girl is so beautiful. She, Kylie, she's 9 years old. She collects feathers.
That's sweet.
That's so, because I taught in the beginning, I always used to pick them up and go. And she said, "Mommy, why do you pick them up?" And I said, "Because these are the angels that are protecting us." And so I collect them. So every time I go away on a show, or if I'm performing wherever it is, when I open my suitcase, now recently I went to PE and I opened my suitcase and there were like 3 feathers lying in between my bags. And she had packed my suitcase for me. And there was a little message to say, "Mommy, the angels are with you." And, you know, we sometimes forget, as hard as life can be, we need to get down to the nitty-gritty of becoming humble and, you know, just showing gratitude and asking for help. I think that's really important. Mm. We forget to do that.
Definitely.
And then, a strong woman wears the look of confidence on her face, but a woman of strength wears grace. A strong woman has faith that she is strong enough for the journey, but a woman of strength has faith that it is within the journey that she will become strong. And I'm going to talk to you about that a little later on, about, you know, things that happen in life and you don't realize why they happen. And then you go, "Oh, 5 years later, I know exactly why that happened." I want to talk to you about that.
I think the biggest difference that you just mentioned between a woman of strength, mm-hmm, and a strong woman,
yeah,
would be a strong woman has more to do with the physical part of life.
Absolutely.
And the woman of strength,
the spiritual.
Spiritual and mentality.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And we have to maintain both. It's all life. I always say life is about balance. We cannot always diet because we want to look amazing. Life is not about dieting. Life is about having a balance between what is good and not necessarily bad, but having a balance of saying, "This is my life. This is what makes me feel happy." When I go to shows and I perform and sing, people come up to me and they go, "Oh, you know, I don't feel good about myself because I'm so fat." And I go, "Are you healthy? Are you happy?" You know, just, you don't have to be the skinniest person out there. You know, when we get older, us chicks, you know,
you start to care less.
Well, you got to start to care less about those things. But at the end of the day, if you're happy and you have a sense of wellness, that means more than being the skinniest person out there without cellulite, because that doesn't happen.
I must say, you've got really good skin.
Darling, I'll tell you the secret in a moment, okay? Cool. Well, I love Taylor Swift. Have you got some music from Taylor? Oh, yeah, baby. We got to shake off the bad and bring on the good. I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. Shake it off. Shake it off. Ooh, I love Taylor Swift. Isn't she taking over the world, Duncan?
I think she has already.
Hey? She took on Microsoft, if I remember.
It was Apple.
Was it Apple?
Yeah, it was Apple.
What was that about?
I think it's about to do with music rights and Apple, mm-hmm, hosting people's music for free on their site.
And, you know, artists work hard for what they want. I mean, they, you know, some people say, "Oh, but you know what? You just get on the stage and you sing and you make so much money." But they don't appreciate the fact that you might have taken 5 years to write the music, write the songs. It's your right. Mm. And a lot of people just download songs for free and expect that, you know. So we lose royalties on music. And good for her. Hey?
Absolutely.
She's in love as well.
But let's be honest, don't we all download music?
No, well, I haven't. I honestly can't.
Same here.
I
never.
Promise. Ever. Oh! I said it with a mooi glimlach. You're such a bubble. You understand what that means,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do.
You know that I'm half Italian, half Afrikaans, right?
I could tell.
Could you tell?
You've got great skin.
Oh! Because a lot of times I always say, you know, so many people at school used to say, "This ni amor ni this amour, amour." Hey,
doesn't it mean love?
Amore means love. Yes, oh, it yeah. means love in Italian.
Oh yeah.
And then yeah, so we say I'm half a pizza, half a porky. Amore vittone. No, I'm joking. But let me talk about Taylor Swift. Did you see her at the VMAs? What she had on? Did you see?
I heard rumors. Just tell me. What was she wearing?
She had a pair. Well, you know, I saw the shows on E Entertainment, the US show, and on Fashion Police and whatnot. She had like a jumpsuit on, but it was cut in the middle so she could expose her beautiful abs. You would have loved it. And it had long sleeves, and she looked so different. She always seems to amaze me by the fact that she's so stylish. Oh, now he's looking it up. Oh, he's going to look it up on Google. She always seems to amaze me. She looks amazing. She has so much style. She looks like a model, a born model, and she just happens to have a fantastic voice and happens to be, you know, to write amazing songs about her ex-boyfriends. Can you imagine what she would write about you if you were one?
Yeah, probably the best love song in the world.
Wow, so full of yourself. Are you going to look it up now, right?
Is that it right there?
Nope, that's one of the old. She had a jumpsuit on, like a brown glitzy jumpsuit. She looked amazing. Looked amazing. And then Kim Kardashian was there with her hubby. Kim didn't, I don't know, she was okay, but she's also pregnant. I don't think that the outfit suited her really well. But she always is amazing. She's, you know, she has a lot of style and whatnot. But, you know, I spoke earlier, Duncan, while you're looking at that, I spoke earlier about the fact that, you know, things happen in life and sometimes you think, why did it happen to me? And then later on, you kind of go, oh, well, no. You know, my son lost his hearing when he was 3 years old. My son lost his hearing. He had the rotavirus, and I think moms who know, who have kids, who, you know, the kids have had rotavirus, it's really bad. They have high temperatures, they have the stomach runs, they vomit, and they really are very, very sick. Now there's immunizations against the rotavirus.
Oh, thank goodness.
At that time, there wasn't.
Wow.
But my son got the virus. He was in hospital for about a week and a half. Kylie was about 3 months old. And he had extremely high temperatures, was in hospital, intensive care, antibiotics. And they say to this day that that could have been a big part in it, that he had progressive hearing loss, being the high temperatures, because his hair follicles in his cochlea was affected.
Yeah.
So which means that they die and they go and lie down, so they don't pick up frequency. So me being a singer and you know, obviously thinking that my children are going to sing or, you know, perform or dance or do something like that.
Or hear your songs.
Or hear my songs. He has my son who has progressive hearing loss and can't hear it. So during the time when the USX video came out in 2009, it was a Sunday. I saw it on the media pages, Sunday morning. It was on Valentine's Day. 5 days later, my son was diagnosed with progressive hearing loss and they said that he needed a cochlea. So everything happened in the same week. I literally cracked. I fell down. I fell to my knees. I had to be brought home. My parents were beside themselves. My father, 74. You know, he was like, why does God take away his hearing when I'm 75? You know, why doesn't he take mine away? And at that point, we couldn't understand. But you know what? Now, we look back now and I realize why that happened. And I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing, but I'm saying if he had heard all the media scrutiny and everything that was said by friends at school, because, you know, friends can also be harmful and vindictive.
That's
at school
true,
because
yeah.
they hear what their parents say and they go to school and they go, oh, your daddy and mommy did this. Well, I, you know, my daddy read this about your, you know, whatever it is, you know, and they bully one another. And he was protected at that point by not hearing the bad and reading the bad and hearing how mommy and daddy were fighting at the time. And I appreciate the fact that I really believe that the angels were around him and he was protected. And today he's got a cochlear implant. He's in a remedial school and he's doing extremely well. And I'm just so proud of my little boy who's 11 years old. And, you know, at the time, I think a lot of mothers out there who have remedial kids, maybe, you know, you think to yourself, oh, you know, does society accept them? You know, it's so, you know, what do people think of me? Or yes, we lose a couple of friends during the, during those times, because there are a lot of friends that go, oh, you know, we don't want to. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's all about you and your kids and about your family and about being positive and standing positive for them and being the best mother that you can be for them. And that was the end of the day. Even if I lost a couple of friends.
they weren't really friends if they were lost.
Absolutely. I can count on my hand my best friends, whereas before I could have said, oh, I have so many. But I can honestly tell you, I have 5 good friends that are my best friends. Mm. And that's what life is about, eh?
I think you've got 6 new best friends now.
Oh, with you, Duncan. Yeah. Where's my coffee? Oh, you brought me water. Okay.
We'll
you know, Italian, you must bring me espresso.
A cappuccino.
Now, talking about cappuccino, because this man loves cappuccino. From Red Dot Marketing and Communications, you've just launched your new PR agency, Gavin Prince. Welcome on the show, darling.
Sorry. Listen, so I need to say something, yeah. And that is that the tension between you two is so hectic that I feel like a third wheel
but
in
you
the
are,
studio.
But you are. But
I'm sorry. Okay, goodbye.
Tell the listeners what you do for a living. I mean, you used to be in journalism and write whatever about artists and celebrities and whatnot, because we
remember this is Cliff Central. This is uncensored radio. So you can say like whatever I wrote. So you can actually describe it. You can say the word, that 3-letter.
Well, Gavin, I did tell you that I was never going to speak to you again, and threw my phone against the wall until it cracked and said, what the hell are you doing? But you were just doing your job. You were writing what needed to be written. And
yeah. What's the worst thing he wrote?
What is the worst thing you wrote? It wasn't about me, though. It was about Joost and the family. I think, you know, at the time I was supporting Joost, which I still do. But I mean, at the time when the video came out, I supported him because he told me that it wasn't him. So if you are married to someone, how do you not stand by that person who you promised to stand by? And for the sake of your kids, you are going to do that until that person tells you otherwise. And that's what I did. Mm. Until 9 months later, he told me a lie and said that, you know, it was him. So for 9 months, I kind of felt humiliated and constantly thought, did you ever love me? And so you wrote stories.
But now remember, what I think is looking, because this is now 2015 and that was 2009, right?
Yes.
So I think at the time, I called it the story that became bigger than me. But I think all of us did not know how to handle the situation.
Mm.
And we did not have like a Red Dot Marketing Communication.
We didn't have guidelines.
Exactly. But like a team, like a proper like PR team to tell you, okay, I'm more, you say this to the media, you say that. Gavin, you do this.
But Joost was also led by certain people, and I'm saying this very honestly, by wrong people who told him to say the wrong things. Mm. And, you know, and he was also scared at the time to come out with it. And 9 months later, he said it was him. And I felt like I could crush him because I had gone out. I put my life online. And what a lot of people don't understand, hey, you would vouch for this, Gavin, is that you know, I didn't summons him for a divorce because I did forgive him. He summons me for a divorce and went to court and it got a dragged out thing until he got really sick and he had MND. Mm. And you know what the worst thing is? I've got a big heart, but I'm really, really sensitive. I'm actually kind of a child in me. I'm very gullible and I'm very trustworthy of people, which is probably not a good thing in today's society. But
naive,
I am naive because I was protected during my upbringing. I was very well protected. My parents, you know, protected me and wanted to give me the best of everything. And, you know, people are good and you don't see the bad in things, you know. And I never wanted to and I still don't, which is also the good side of life. But let me tell you something. Seeing Joost in a wheelchair walking down or you know, wheeling himself down in the court broke me because I just knew that my kids how would they react to the point that mommy was actually pursuing this. And we never got divorced at the time. Mm. And I've stood by him, you know, during the whole time. Through sickness and in health. And
mutual respect.
Yeah. And I mean, so many people spoke about it. I lost my recording contract at the time. I lost all shows because of the negative media attention. I was on a radio show as well. I was hosting, lost that job because of the negative branding. And I had to work 5 years, crawl back into the marketing industry and the music industry to knock on doors and say, I want to record again. So for 5 years, I didn't really work. I didn't earn anything because of the negative marketing and PR. Right, Gav?
Exactly. But now, you're with a winning team, Red Dot, and we're going to kick ass. Am I allowed to say ass on Clip Central?
Anything, however you feel, man.
Fantastic. I feel like...
You feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good.
Yes.
But you don't have a voice, I guess.
No.
I want to ask him
hey,
to
say. Who's saying Josh Groban with you in your house?
Of course. Gavin has been to our house many times. A glass of wine or two, and Gavin
or
turns
five.
Out to be the next Josh Groban. He's amazing.
I can imagine.
Do you sing, Duncan?
We could all sing now. What do you think?
What do you want to sing?
What do you want to sing?
Let's do the song. You raise me up. We all know it.
But you go first.
Okay.
I only had coffee today, so I'm out. Okay, you go.
Okay. You raise me up so I can walk on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. Duncan. I am strong when I'm on Duncan's shoulders. How's that? Do you want to go?
That is amazing. That is
harmony.
I don't know the song.
Just remember, you are standing on mountain, not walking on mountain, but otherwise amazing. 10 out of 10. You get a golden card, you go to Sun City.
I have to tell you something. Every time I do a show, every time I perform,
there
are always words that I get mixed up on. So there are many times that I go, oh, damn it, I don't remember the next verse. So I'll just go, okay, and also the lucky dirty sword is lucky or something. And you got Josh Groban. Oh, thank you, Duncan. Oh, I love the song, hey? I had to go and
amazing.
Take a wee break. But I mean, when I must tell you, this song gives me so many goosebumps.
Mm.
And my little girl sang it in a choir on stage a couple of weeks back. And I just cried and cried and cried. It was just amazing, hey? Have you got kids? No, you don't. Because, or have you?
No, kids at all.
No kids?
Can't afford nappies.
Life's become hectic, eh?
Hasn't it?
I know. Now, I'm looking through this because... Yes, something for our ladies out there who are mothers and who try to juggle everything in their day. And a lot of times I speak to a lot of mommies, and when I do motivational talks around the country, a lot of mommies come up to me and they go, thank you for this beautiful poem that I'm going to do for you now. Because we always, so often, I know when I go and drop off and pick up my kids at school and I chat to the moms and we, you know, bump into one another. You know, they go, oh, I can't wait for the end of the year. You know, this term must just go so fast because, you know, I just want to get over it and I just want to go on a holiday. And I sometimes just want to say, yes, I get to that point too, obviously. But I sometimes just want to sit there and go, hold on. Are you appreciating the moments? Are you appreciating the time that your kids are going to be young only once in their life? And do you appreciate what they have right now? Because I walked into junior prep the other day, yesterday actually, in fact, to pick up my little girl to take her to piano lessons. And I thought, oh, this is the last year that I'm ever going to be walking into this junior prep block, because next year she starts senior prep and my son is also in senior prep already.
Mm.
And how fast life has gone, you know, how, and all the memories you take with you. And it makes me emotional. I'm emotional about those kind of things. I don't know how many women out there are, but you know, us women are more emotional than you men. You guys are just so like,
no,
bland.
I think we just taught to grow up and just suppress all your emotions and feelings.
Really?
Mm.
And we taught to express them, because out of expressing our feelings, we create solutions and we get rid of our negativity. And it's also therapy for us.
I think maybe it's just you, because most other women just mess it up. They don't know
really?
How to express themselves.
Maybe you've just gone out with the wrong woman.
Maybe I have.
I'm joking. Okay, so also all the mothers out there, this is one that I really love. It says, before I was a mom, I never tripped over toys or forgot the words to a lullaby. I didn't worry whether or not my plants were poisonous or whether, you know, they had immunizations. I'd never been puked on, pooped on, chewed on, peed on. I had complete control of my mind and my thoughts. And listen to this, Duncan, because you're probably going to get there one day. I slept all night, which you probably still do.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Before I was a mom, I never held down a screaming child so doctors could do tests or give shots. I never looked into teary eyes and cried, and I never got gloriously happy over a simple grin. I never sat up late nights watching a baby sleep. Before I was a mom, I never held a sleeping baby just because I didn't want to put her down. I never felt my heart break into a million pieces when I couldn't stop the hurt. I never knew that something so small could affect my life so much, and I never knew that I could love somebody so much before I was a mom. I didn't know the feeling of having my heart outside of my body, and I didn't know how special it could feel to feed a hungry baby. I didn't know that the bond between a mother and a child could be so amazing, and I didn't know that something so small could make you feel important and so happy. Before I was a mom, I'd never gotten up in the middle of the night every 10 minutes to make sure that all was okay. And I tell you what, Duncan, it never stops, because I still wake up sometimes 5 times a night to check on my kids to see that they're okay. I had never known the warmth, the joy, the love, and the heartache, and the wonderment or the satisfaction of being a mom. I didn't know I was capable of feeling so much before I was a mom.
It's like just the baby gave you life.
That's exactly what it is. And during the hardships in life, ladies, let me tell you something. If you're single, or if you're going through a divorce, or if you're going through separation, or something really bad happening to you, let me tell you something. Your children, your kids, are your life. Those are the angels which were given to you to give you warmth, love, and strength. And by appreciating their love, there is so much to work for and to live for. Never give up. If you've got your kids to look after, because those are they're the ones that just make you do what you do. Now you want kids, Duncan.
I want two now.
You want two?
So I can have more life.
You want more life?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are falling asleep. I see that. I'm joking. Sally, I want to thank you for your message. Thank you. You say that it's a great show and you deserve everything in the world and a woman of strength. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You can definitely also message us, am I right, Duncan, on WeChat, tap connect, and then MSG to the number 2 show, and that's all in capital letters, MSG 2 show, and send us your message. You can tweet us at cliffcentral.com. Oh no,
cliffcentral.com. Yeah.
Cliffcentral.com. Facebook, Cliff Central. WeChat ID is Cliff Central. And you can also, can we take callers?
Yeah, people are welcome to call us on 0861-555-189.
0861-555-189. You can call us in studio and we'd love to chat with you. Ask us any question and I'll answer as honestly as I can. Okay. Clement Tao, the guy who's just sent a message. What a poem. Beautiful. Kids change your life forever. But we dads also go through all of that. And I know that, Clement. You know what? I'm talking from a woman's point of view because I am a woman. And this is what I do. You know, we had our kids. We went through the labor or Caesar, you know, and we live with not the scars. I would say it's the blessings for the rest of our life. You know, the body's never the same, right? After you've had kids, ladies.
I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know. Body's never the same, but it doesn't matter because it's life. It's life. But Clement, I appreciate your RNC and your beautiful text. And to all the dads out there and to you as well, Gav, you're a daddy. You have beautiful kids and you always talk about your kids.
And you haven't met the diva.
I haven't met the
diva. She's like you.
Really?
You're full of, you know.
Am I a diva?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What is a diva? I'm
your manager.
What's the definition of a diva?
So you give me, like, do you know that sometimes when we sit in the office, and then if we get like a call from media, and then there's that split second as a manager, there's that split second where you remember I was on the other side.
Yeah.
So there's that split second where you're like, oh, what did she do?
Yeah.
Like, let's call this one, that one, that one, Amor, check if Amor's okay and everything. Because we think that you've got that you've caught on, I'm not going to say the word, I'm going to say the schitzels. So you've caught on the schitzels and that we need to protect you.
Yes.
So that is like, you know, and that is part of being like a parent as well. Like you said earlier on, you wake up at night. I do.
You want to protect them all you can.
Yeah.
And even if they are wrong, if, you know, someone comes to you. I mean, the other day, so weird. I went to pick up my little boy at school. Well, he's not little anymore. He's 11 years old. He wears a size 9 shoe, Duncan.
And he's 11.
Yeah. And he wants to play for Liverpool, he says.
That's a losing team. Wrong team.
Oh, come on.
It's the wrong team.
Who's your team?
Manchester City.
Sorry for you, hey?
Yeah.
Aren't they playing against one another soon? Liverpool and Manchester, they soon.
No, I'm with the Blue Manchester.
The Manchester City, darling. Yeah. You've got to get with the program. Seriously, City and Manchester.
Well, I just joined this whole football frenzy now, so that's why I'm a bit...
You're out of it.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan's room, I have to tell you, Jordan's room is all decorated in Liverpool. He's bedding. is Liverpool, and like the whole De Vey set. His carpets are Liverpool, mm-hmm. carpet Liverpool sets. Then he went to Anfield for his birthday, which wow. he was so blessed
that is fantastic,
to have
gone. Yeah.
And he got invited to go, so they got the tickets and VIP. He met Mignolet, which is the goalkeeper for Liverpool.
Who's letting all the goals in.
Well, he's just getting his feet back on the ground. Don't worry, he's just hoying. Don't worry. And then Gerrard, of course, his favorite, who he never got to meet. He wanted to meet him, but he's got pics all over his room, and then he's got signatures of Owen and the Michael Owens, you know, the old guys, the legends. They're all coming to South Africa, the Liverpool legends, in November.
Oh, so is he going to be there?
He is. They've invited us to go, so he's just so excited.
Brilliant.
But he just says, "Mommy, one day I'm going to buy you a house in London, and you know what? The pound is so much stronger. You're going to earn so much money because I'm going to make you live there with Kylie and everybody, and we're going to buy you a big screen. You can come and see me play Liverpool." That's his dream.
Aww.
That's his dream.
Maybe he'll take Liverpool and just turn the whole team around.
You never know.
I think
Jordan VDW. Jordan VDW.
Sounds like a superstar.
And my little girl, I have to tell you, she's a great horse rider. She jumps horses. She doesn't dance at all. Doesn't like dancing, and I'm the dancer, and I thought that she was going to be this little ballerina, and here she comes and she does horse riding. It's so beautiful, hey?
Yeah, you never know what kids take on, man.
You never know. Well, you know what, after this, after the next song, I'd like to talk to you about the top things women want. And Clement, maybe this is one for you, because to all the guys out there, you're going to take some points, okay? This is one of my all-time favorite songs, The Script. I love them. Love, 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 love. And if you could see me now, it's such a cool song. Do you love it? Hey?
Love it.
Okay, so take it in. Put your music loud. Okay, leave what you're doing and just listen to the words. Take it in.
It was February 14th, Valentine's.
If you could see me now, hey Duncan.
Yeah, the world would smile.
Hey man. Yeah. This song leaves me absolutely breathless. I know every single word. I love that. Take your pain or take your rage to the page. Take your pain to the stage and put a roof over the place.
Wow.
And the script, the lead singer is singing to his dad who had passed on. And he's saying, if you could see me now, would you stand in his grace and take a bow? It's beautiful. Mm. Hey? Mm. I love that song. Everybody's like dancing in the studio. We're having fun. So Clement made me think of, you know, because I've been talking about celebrating women. But yes, how can a dad be more helpful in a relationship, right? The women have the baby, so they carry the baby for 9 months, their child. They have the baby, they normally take off maternity leave, wake up during, you know, it's so important during that time. We know that the men have to keep the fort going, you know, and carry on with, you know, working, because they've got to put the food on the table and make the money to do it in the interim while the woman is obviously caring for her child. But a lot of times I think us women feel like we've been left behind because we don't feel pretty. At that point, we kind of go, oh, look at my body. It doesn't feel good. I don't feel pretty. I'm not myself. I'm not sleeping. So I'm not saying what I think. And my hormones are everywhere. So we often say things that are done in rage or in outrage. And a lot of times women or men don't understand us. And I think a lot of times it's not about saying, you know, if you saw the movie The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston, and I can't remember the guy. She says, it's not about me saying, help me in the kitchen or help me clean up because I've got so many things still to do. I haven't slept. I've only slept like maybe 3 hours today, not even during the night and today. All I want you to do is just alleviate. Maybe just pour me a bath of water. Please, you know, I don't want to ask you for it. I want a man to kind of come to me and say, you know what, I've poured the bath water in for you. There's a glass of wine for you if you want, or a cup of coffee if you're allowed to. You know what I mean? It was Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston in The Breakup. And, you know, typical things, you know, it's not about us wanting to ask you to buy us a bunch of flowers, because that is a sentimental thing. That's what I love. I would want my man to buy me flowers, but it's not about buying the flower. It's about picking the flower off the road and saying, you know what, I thought about you today.
The thoughts and the thoughts it's and the thought, actions.
It's the thoughts that count. And I think because we are always thinking of a thought and a process, men are very kind of distinguished as to the moment that they're in and finishing the project and done and thinking of the next project. And not necessarily, yes, we think about one another, but I don't think women want men to do something out of their own without us asking them to do that. That's what it's about. And that's what the movie's about. And go and see The Breakup. You've got to see it. If you've got to check before you get married, you've got to see The Breakup.
I'll check it out. Definitely this weekend.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting? So while I hear you, and mm-hmm. I totally agree with you, as what we still need, how we still need to move on is me being a dad, me being a gay dad.
Yes.
When at the beginning, it was very hectic for me to go to a shopping center and looking for a place to change nappies and whatever. Because remember, I had my daughter when she was 2 days old. So going to a shopping
and
center.
There's no place for changing in men's cubicles,
exactly,
right?
But not only that. Mm. So one of the biggest malls have like the baby changing rooms. But the signage is of a woman and a baby and not a daddy and or like parents. So why is there like only like a woman and a baby?
Exactly.
And also a parking. Mm-hmm. Parking at some of our biggest malls these days is like there's parking like when you go and park like right in front, there's a woman and a baby. Mm. And not
and in marriages where there's a man and a woman, right? Even if the dad's going to take the baby or the kids out, right? Even if he's going to take them out and the one needs to run to the loo, you know, are they not supposed to be, an area where there's a unisex area where we can go in, where there is a cubicle where men and women can take their kids in? Because it is a haunting fact. I mean, exactly. And you don't want to leave your kids walking in when they're 1 or 2 years old into the bathroom alone. You just don't do that, right?
Never. Mm.
So anyway, so I was talking about the 50 or the top things, not 50 things, top things women want. And I read this in a magazine article a couple of months ago, so I thought this would be cool. And then you can just tell me if you agree with this. How's this, Duncan? Are you ready for it?
Give it to
me. Are you learning a lot today?
Yeah, so much.
Okay. Okay, top things women really want. Enough time to manage their careers, relationships, kids, and social lives. Okay.
Are women asking for a 48-hour day?
Probably, probably. But that's never going to happen. So we have to halve the time and make it more... simplify the time and make it goal oriented and you know, kind of think of what the most important things are.
Priorities.
Prioritize and delegate.
Yeah.
Delegate.
Yeah, of course.
I think a lot of I battle to delegate because I always think I can do things better than what the other people can do if I delegate. Am I right?
That's
because you think you're not in charge, but you are.
But you know, when you want something done, great, do it yourself. So that's why it's very hard just to tell someone else to do it for you.
Mm.
But
that
we need
also
to trust.
Takes trust.
Yeah.
Yeah, that takes trust. Okay, then lots of TLC. Women want TLC. We want tender, loving care. The more you can say, oh, you look amazing. Here's a glass of wine. Can I massage your feet? You know, women do that for men too.
Look,
men need to come out and do that.
I'll be honest. A lot of the women I try to give tender, loving care, they don't know how to receive it because they're not.
Why? Oh, who are you hanging out
they're
with?
They're not used to it. You know, when I try to get the door
for them. It's not about being used to. It's about expanding. It's about realizing what is out there. And you being there, offering that, which makes you different. Mm. My father always told me, never conform to society. Be different. And that's very important.
That's true.
Hey?
Yeah.
I think Duncan's girlfriend should call in now so that we can talk to her. Why aren't you receiving Duncan's love?
No, she's amazing. But I'm just saying in my past life.
Oh, now she's amazing.
No.
Okay, wait.
She's always.
I'm confused. Anyway.
It's not about me.
Okay. So we also want an instant cellulite cure. Uh-huh. That would be fantastic. I'm seeing our ladies on there. Okay. Then what we'd like is... control underwear that really does control without causing arthritis or anything, you know what I mean? Something that really, you know, holds everything in place like it's supposed to.
Look, I'm a man and I don't know any other men who complain or don't like cellulite. You know, I think you women just give yourselves
time. Let me tell you something. You guys, when you see the supermodels and all, you know, in the magazines and whatnot, and it's all photoshopped and it looks amazing. So let me tell you, no woman is without cellulite. Every woman has.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Does your girlfriend have cellulite?
No, not that I've seen, you know, but all I'm saying is that it's not such a big deal.
It's not.
Take it easy.
Maybe we put more emphasis on it, and maybe we should stop doing that.
Please, take it from me.
So we should be more natural.
Do it.
Natuurlijk.
Yeah.
Say it in Afrikaans.
Jelle moet natuurlijk wees.
Jelle moet natuurlijk wees.
I love it. What we want is our children to be safe and happy and healthy. We want a washing powder that really brightens our clothes and keeps it perfectly white.
I think men want that too. Come on.
Absolutely. Yeah, some bachelors. I mean, you know, when you're washing your stuff, you want it to happen, you know. Not to be criticized or judged by our weight. Women want to stop that.
I love your dramatic pause there.
I know. To the loss of possessiveness and jealousy. We don't like jealousy. Look, we don't like possessiveness.
Just to go back
actually
to,
don't.
To that last one you said about not comparing, just suggesting about her weight.
Mm-hmm.
What about when you encourage your girl just to stay in good health? Would you take it in the wrong way as if you are saying that she may be...
It depends on how you're saying it. So, let's put this in comparison. I'm your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Right now. So we're just chatting. We're having a glass of wine. We're eating something. We're having a nice night out. So now you want to... I'm talking about weight and I'm going, you know, Duncan, I just need to lose a couple of kilos maybe because I just feel out of shape.
And I'm always tired. Say that too.
Okay, now I'm saying, Duncan, I really want to lose some weight because I just feel out of shape. And I must stop eating all these carbs. I really want to go on the Banting diet. So what's your response?
Look, baby, you're in absolute good shape at the moment. But I would encourage you just to do a bit more of exercise.
You're saying that I'm fat.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
That's not what I meant. What I'm just saying is that you...
Fail.
Maintain the good shape. That's what I'm trying to say.
So maybe. You see, we're never going to get to the point right now. But maybe you should just say, you know what, babe? You are in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But exercising makes you an amazing person because you are more happy.
Okay, there you go.
So I love you when you are happy.
I love...
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, talking about that, I must tell you something. My little girl and I watched this movie. Actually, I closed her eyes on certain parts, but it was an amazing movie. It's on the box office. It's called The Longest Ride, and it's Clint Eastwood's son, who is just absolutely gorgeous. He's got the six-pack and whatnot. But in the movie, they compare themselves to an elderly couple. And when you watch the movie, you'll see how it interplays with one another. But what he does say is that in life, you're going to meet a person that you're going to fall in love with. You might not like what she does. For example, in the movie, the lady loved art. He didn't understand what art was about at all, okay? He didn't understand it because he thought it was a load of crap. Because when he looked at an art painting, he was like, this is abstract. I don't understand. What is the beauty in that? But the guy, the elderly guy who's 85 years old, turned around and said, you should love a woman because of the passion that she has for loving something. So it's not about you loving what she loves. Mm. It's about you loving her for the passion that she has for loving something else. So watch the movie. It's called The Longest Ride. Take your girlfriend.
Definitely.
Get some popcorn, a glass of wine, bottle of wine. The Longest Ride. It's beautiful. It's really, really stunning.
Make a note right now.
Okay. You'll get your chick back. Not that you didn't lose it. But, you know, us women also want respect. We want the end to PMS and bloating. Do you guys bloat?
What do you mean by bloat?
Like when we eat a loaf of bread. When we eat a bowl of pasta or pasta or spaghetti, or by the end of the day, by 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, we start bloating.
And then what do you do? Burp or fart?
Both.
Both.
Both. Of course I do. I'm Italian. What do you think?
We do that.
Do you bloat or do you just...
Look, I've just got an eating disorder. Even when I'm full, I eat.
Really? You never know when to stop.
I never know when to stop. So it's just like a big... I'm forever bloated.
Pulling your stomach?
It is pulled in.
On that note, let's... We'll get back to top things women really want. You love it. It is almost 4-8 liver. Do not 4-8. Eat, exercise, gooi, dance.
I'm the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye-Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye-Gold, we are one.
Clip Central cameos on clipcentral.com. Clip Central cameos on clipcentral.com.
On a night like this, on a day like this, it's Friday.
Woo! What does that mean?
It means wine time, 1 o'clock time.
Oh, you've had yours already. Am I allowed to say?
Of course you can. Anywhere in the world is past. What? 27 past 12.
Can I just say that, can I be like a proper manager?
Sure.
Can I say that if people want to book you for like MC and if they like what you've seen and if Amor has been like inspirational to you, that they can email us?
Sure.
On info@red.mc. MC stands for MC like Master of Ceremonies. MC.co.za. And I'd like them to follow you at @amor_vitoni on Twitter.
Well, you can send me messages anytime. I'm on Twitter. I'm AMOR, not AMORE. A lot of people. AMOR_vitoni. And then Facebook, you can like my page, which is the musician band one. It says musician band, and then there's a personal one too. But the musician band is normally the one where all the info goes out on what's happening and music-wise and, you know, if I'm feeling good or sad or whatever. I'm very open to that, Duncan. I don't like pretenses. I don't like people pretending who they are. And so at the end of the day, if I'm not feeling good, you know, I'll post a quote and write something about the day, you know.
I'll follow you now, actually. What are your handles?
Amor_Vitoni, VITTONE. And then Amor Vitoni Facebook, the official one, which is the musician band one.
We followed you, so you can try to follow us.
And then Instagram, I must tell you, I'd still not get Instagram because I'm like, what is Instagram all about? And they go, no, it's about photos. I go, but I post photos on Facebook. I post photos on Twitter.
They look better on Instagram.
They look better on Instagram. I still need to get onto that trend. But I mean, I've started, but I'm not there yet. So that's still happening. But let me carry on with the top things women want as well. Can I do that? Can I do that, Duncan?
Carry on with the list. The list was fascinating.
Where were we? We were going like, what was
I think
it?
You said that you don't want men
bloating,
to tell you fat.
Bloating.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bloating, of course. Bloating. Okay. Then we want painless natural birth. We want the freedom to choose men like men have the freedom to choose women. I'm not saying it. It's just something I read. What do you think of that, Duncan?
Look, I'll just keep my comments to myself.
Okay. We want that one outfit that you can wear anywhere that makes you look amazing all the time. Women want attention. Do we? We want more attention than men. I think we do.
What do you think men want when women want attention?
One thing. The bedroom. Am I right?
I'll keep my comments reserved for
today. Okay.
Duncan, Duncan's girlfriend, if you're listening, call us.
The attention meaning things like, my baby, what did you do today? Did you have a good day? Or you're looking fantastic. Or, you know, just, I think you know what it is. It's about positive reinforcement instead of negative criticism. Is that good?
I think so.
Okay, that's where it goes. Love and commitment. We want general health. We want romance. And we want a lot of it. We really want romance.
Men want the same things, please.
Men also want the romance.
We all want that.
Well, let's universalize this to men and women. These are top things guys also want. We want... Yeah, you don't want permanently firm breasts, do you?
Well, on a Sunday evening...
What, is it drooping?
No. Actually, I just need to get in better shape. I'll have those firm tits. Anyway.
We want... what do we want? We want the... Hang on.
Oh, she's flustered. No, I'm flustered. Are you okay there,
Mo? I'm okay. I'm having my cup of coffee. Okay, we want to be good mothers. We want to have a laugh every day. We want to have a lot of sleep without interruptions. Because, you know, sometimes like on a Saturday afternoon, it's kind of... I'm going to take an hour's nap because this is my time. I really love a Saturday afternoon nap when I can. Do you know what I mean? If I have a show on a Saturday night, which sometimes happens, obviously, then I really like to be in, you know, good spirit, and I have to have my sleep. Sometimes I can't fall asleep because I'm just so excited and I'm, you know, nervous adrenaline. And the adrenaline kicks in. But you know what? Murphy's Law, you'll get into bed or you'll just put on the music softly and, you know, and the kids come in every 10 minutes. Mommy, I want to do this. Or mommy, can I do? And you go, oh my God. There we go. The 1 hour that you have.
Have you ever been tempted to inject some kind of sleeping
No, I've chemical taken sleeping tablets, but not injecting.
Onto your kids, just so that they can just...
Oh, Panado.
Oh, just so or that... something just to keep them away for like 4 hours or 5 hours.
No. You know what? When we've traveled, I think, you know, going overseas and they've been really little. I mean, I've asked, obviously, you get to your GP and you ask what the dosage is to give to your children so that they can. But I've been really lucky. My kids have been amazing. They've always kind of, I'm not the routine kind of mommy. I did have a certain routine, but because I perform at nights, and I went on tour for quite a while at one point when Jordan was about a year old. I took him with me and I took a lady with me who then looked after him when I was on stage. But he just, my kids, when I do a show and they're with me at a show, I bring their sleeping bags, they fall asleep behind, you know, the stage. They've kind of just fallen into my life and it's made it pretty easy. And my kids are really, they're no hassle. They're actually really compatible in many circumstances. But again, I'm not saying that is the right way. I'm saying that works for me.
Your way.
And a lot of mothers, I see we're all on a WhatsApp group, our mothers in the class, you know, our kids' classes. And, you know, a mother would, for example, WhatsApp and say, oh, whose kids are in bed by 7:15? Because I can't. Just please. I'm like, my kids are never in bed by 7:15. We only get back at 6:30 from soccer. How the hell are we going to get them in bed by 7:15? Because we still have to eat, bath, and read, do certain homework, learn for a test. So no, but if it works for you, that's great. But it doesn't work for me, and my kids are okay, and they're still okay at school as well. So, you know, whatever works for you, I think is important. Don't compare yourself to others all the time.
Exactly.
And then a good relationship with your parents is what we want. We want good and reliable friends. And Duncan, you know what? Women want a good cry every now and again. So
for what? Cry over what?
Listen, we need to cry to get rid of certain things. Stress. I cried this morning, actually. Something upset me this morning. And I just had the tears roll down my cheeks. And I thought, oh, well, let me just get rid of it because then I'll feel better after. And I did. Because if I keep it in, it's going to happen tonight. And then it's just going to be a groot
tranadol. How do you let your frustrations out, Duncan?
Yeah. Well, no, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Men in a different way of...
She doesn't want to call us in, so I must ask you.
I cry, man. I cried on Sunday night. I cried.
Do you cry?
But don't tell me I cried, man.
What star sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Da 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 da. Pisces, what's your birth date? What's your date?
20th of March.
Oh, I'm the 16th, darling.
I feel like crying now, actually, because we're both Pisces.
It's sensitive topics we're talking about.
Okay, just don't mind me, hey? The tension that is in the studio. Don't mind me.
Well, let me finish this. You know, a woman or guys, or we want a washing machine that really dries and irons and feigning that a partner does housework.
Okay.
Sometimes. Appreciation for the good things. And then at the end of the day, you know what we all want? Besides everything else, we want happiness.
Agreed.
We just want to be happy. I cannot think of waking up every morning and feeling stressed about things in life, because I've been there actually. But being in that state of mind, everything is affected. Waking up and going, I'm going to live my life and be happy. That's a rewarding thing to do.
What about staying happy? It's so easy being happy, but how do you prolong the happiness and just stay?
Well, that's exactly what I was saying. It's about a lifestyle. It's about creating or bringing in the things that make you happy. There are going to be things that are going to throw you off guard. That's life. That's life. That's what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, it's about focusing on your support structure, the people that really give you the support, appreciating your friends that are always there for you and actually do want to help you. My parents, in my case, have been absolutely phenomenal. They're always there for me. If I want a shoulder to cry on, that's where I go to, because I know it's not going to leak out to the media. Or, you know, my parents are the ones that have my absolute necessity at heart, and that they want to back me, because that's what we are going to do as parents for our kids. I have really good and reliable girlfriends that I trust and rely on, and guy friends and gay friends that I just often phone and go, you know, help me. I ask for help. I pray. I do pray, and I do believe in the good of life, just, you know, staying positive by maintaining and doing what makes you feel happy in life. And cry if you need to cry. Do what you need to do. But get on with the show. And stop thinking what people are going to think about you. That's my problem. I always think of, what is the public going to say if I do this? What are the people going to say if they do this? Because ultimately, my music is out there. You're releasing singles. You're releasing albums. And people are buying your product. And so you are reliant on people, because if they buy your product, you're earning money to put food on the table. But if they don't, that's, you know, you're not going to get shows.
But do you feel like the media is helping you a lot? Or do you feel like it's just out there and ready to attack and just bring the media are more interested in bringing a person down than uplifting them?
I think the media has evolved over the last couple of years. I think, Gavin, if you can also get in here, because I think in the past, you know, when Yust and I got together, I think it was like you said as well, Gav, it was a rugby player and it was a singer that got together. We were in a pinnacle of our lives. I was doing the lotto. I had done many shows prior to that and released albums, and I was out there. Yust and I met, we got together. So we were in her high profile jobs because we loved what we did. He necessarily didn't need the media because he was a rugby player earning money out of being a rugby player. Me, on the other hand, I need to do shows, and I always say, you're as good as your last show. You're as good as your last show. I give 110 or I don't. I sit and sign my albums or photos, or if kids come to you and they go, Tani Amor, ek wil asseblief jou autograph of jou handtekening hê, want ek hou van Tani se liedjie, of daai liedjie maak my beter voel. You know, that kind of goes, you know what, you just made someone else happy today. And so they're buying your album and buying into your personality, whereas as a rugby player, they're not buying into your personality. You are being paid to be a good rugby player. So there's a big difference.
I think as a celebrity, you just need to be clever and surround yourself with like those people that know how to manage the media on your behalf. And I was on that side. So it's, you know, media, yes, they've evolved. I agree with you 100%.
They do stir things and they do take on certain sides, and they used to before. I think today it's kind of more lenient. They will ask you for an exclusive and pay you to get a story out of you. But it's also, at the end of the day, it's your choice if you want to sell the story. But I've always maintained that the more honestly you come across, the less you say, you only give them what they want. But then I'm also a very explosive person. Not an explosive in terms of like exploding temper, but I'm very open about my life. What you see is what you get with me. And maybe that is to my downfall at certain times, I would suppose. You never know. Well, you never know.
We won't know.
We never know. Well, anyway, I feel like music right now. Oh, goodness, there's another story. Hold on. Duncan. Oh, Duncan, there's a message for you from Clement. He says, just take walk, my friends. Take walks in the parks. That's how I deal with weight complaints. And since I love cooking, I cook healthy like a little carbs. So, Duncan, what are you going to do about that?
I'll take Clement's advice. We were taking a walk to the park over the weekend, man.
Yeah, but that's not just one walk in the park. It one means long like every walk. Single day. Okay. Surely you get time for like 10 minutes of just really doing your thing.
Look, we'll just walk around the yard if that counts. I don't have time to go to the park every day now.
Okay, but you can climb your stairs, walk it up and down, do some stair mastering in your house.
No. I think the comment from Clement is more for my girlfriend.
Oh.
As a, how would I approach not calling her fat, but just saying, encouraging her.
Say, let's go for a walk, darling. Mm. Let's go to the gym together. Let's do, you know, couples who gym together stay together.
Let's walk to, let's walk to KFC.
Yes, Paul Dunger, I swear. Let me get the numbers out again. Can I do that, Duncan? Okay, this is cliffcentral.com. Our number is 0861-555-189. Twitter at cliffcentral.com. And you can WeChat, tap connect, and then capital MSG2 for the number show. And right now we've got some, what is it, Kylie Minogue? I'm spinning, baby. I'm going to have a glass of wine later, and that's where I will be spinning around. My little girl is named Kylie, by the way. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know
named
that.
Named after Kylie Minogue. My son, Jordan, after Michael Jordan.
Ah, nice.
Darling.
And your third one, Duncan, named after Duncan.
No, it's going to be Stephen Gerrard with Liverpool, darling, not Manchester City.
Cliff Central cameos on cliffcentral.com.
Fearless. I'd love to be fearless. Just attack things in life without fear. Hey, Duncan?
Absolutely true. But I think from spending the last hour and 48 minutes, you're coming across as a very fearless woman.
Really?
You've overcome so much.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's more to come. I promise you, there's more to come. Wow. There's going to be more to come. And it's going to be like, okay, I've just crossed this mountain.
And Duncan, sorry, you should see her video. You actually have a video like in front of you, Alice Netwerio on YouTube. What do you think?
This is a very delicious video, man. I can't believe
she delicious or her video?
The video, the whole video. And look, she even does splits in the video. She's amazing.
But wow. you know what? Can I tell you something about this video? The song Alice Netwerio was actually written for my kids, Alice Netwerio, because they are my angels. They're just the light of my life. So the song was written for them. And so when we decided on the video, what we're going to do, David Gresham said, it's got to be you alone and simplicity. Mm. And then I originally thought I was going to get my kids in the video. And then we thought, it's overexposure. So we went, no. And they said, what are you good at? And I went, I'm a dancer. I used to do tap modern and ballet and used to be quite good at it. But now I'm 43. And they said, let's do a contemporary dance number. So I had to. Ek moes sinala in Afrikaans sê, ek moes haal uit en wys. So alles net vir jou, I dance.
Jy moet uithaal en wys.
Uithaal en wys. And I had to spend hours and hours in the gym to get myself ready for this thing because I had to really dance and do this. And so this has inspired me to do more. And we're probably going to do more music videos. And the album comes out in 3 weeks' time. It's called The Tight as Snow. And it's got 10 tracks. There's an. Did you see that?
I saw that. That's why I just swallowed some spit.
Oh, he wants to cry again. Tissues, please.
And then there's a song on it as well. I think it's also a very woman-powering album because a lot of songs, obviously every single one was written during my last journey over the past couple of years, Sprame Flark of how I got knocked down and got up again. And try to maintain that. And then Alles Het Oor for my kids, Te Laat Vir Tot Sins, Vaughan Gardner wrote. We had a lot of, Connell Cruz wrote on the album. I wrote on the album. We got a song from overseas called You Don't Know Me, Darling. It's an English track. That's coming
Is
out
it
as well.
Is that one that we know? Like You Don't
Know Me. No. Okay. No, it's an original. It was an original written song. So it's You Don't Know Me. So the album hits the shelves in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Potato Snow. And my mom and I do have Albertus, who's my manager, and my mom. And then, Gavin, you do the marketing as well. So, yeah, you can definitely get hold of me on Facebook as well and Twitter. And then, of course,
exactly.
Your number.
And, yes, and for corporate bookings, 011-883-2382.
What is that?
There's something on my tongue. Okay, I'm going to say that again. 011-883-2382. Is that good?
That's it. That's it. And we want to get out there and do...
Sing it quickly, just a little quickly a cappella of Alles Net Oor Jou, please.
An a cappella. Can you do some harmony with me, Duncan? I'll beatbox. A note and then you just take one either below.
Okay.
Okay. Like I'll go... You go... Or do you want low?
But just no, I'm no singer.
Okay,
at all.
Just feel it.
Okay.
Come on, you can feel things. Okay. Wait. Dis alles net oor jou. Dis alles net oor jou. Dis hoekom my hart klop. Hoekom ek asemhaal. Dis alles net oor jou. Dis alles net oor jou. Dis alles net oor jou.
Wow, amazing you two.
Kom ek asemhaal. Dis alles, come on. Oor jou, nie vir jou, nie oor jou. Dis alles.
Have you learned nothing? 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Oor jou, man.
Dis alles oor jou, my darling.
And can I just say, the fingers that you were hearing in the background, those were my fingers, okay?
You were keeping, you were, what do you call that thing?
Keeping the beat.
The
metronome.
The metronome.
Yeah.
Keep on putting that on when we sing, because we have to keep in track with the music, because I often lose it. I go, oh, let me just get out of beat. And my producer goes, come back. Oh, I have to tell you something else. Remember the song by the Dixie Chicks? I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
So growing up, we didn't have radio at the house.
No, come on, it wasn't that long ago. Well,
where did you grow up?
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 25.
So that was about 9 years ago. It was number one hit.
Didn't have radio at home. I just want to I want to find out something. Alles Net Oor Jou and Alles Net Vir Jou. Does Alles Net Oor Jou mean it's because of you?
Okay, Alles Net Oor Jou. Alles gaan oor jou. Everything is about you.
Oh.
But alles net vir jou, everything is for
you.
Oh,
nice.
So everything I do, every morning when I wake up, I think about you. Everything about you makes me do what I do. And Clement's on the line again. Let's see. Watching the video again. Hey, Clement's watching the video.
Clement is not working.
Oh, Clement, you are stunning. He loves it. Look, he loves the music vid.
What does he say?
I can't say that about myself. It looks like...
No, it doesn't. It's true. It's what the listener's saying. Just read it. Read it to the listeners.
He says, P.S., you are beautiful, amor. Thank you.
And she's blushing.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I haven't had a guy tell me that in a long time.
Oh, okay. Oh. To book amor for a date, call 011...
Oh, God, you never know. Maybe we should launch it on the show.
I think we do. Finding Love for Amor.
Hey, a bachelorette. That would be a good show.
I know a couple of candidates already.
Do you?
Amor soek man.
Nee, man, dit klink soos boer soek vrou. Oh, well, kind of, hey? Well, let me tell you something. Did you know of a couple of South African and African women who've done like the first of things in the world, but African ladies.
I'll tell you one. Mm-hmm. I think you're the first Afrikaner lady who's just won my heart.
Really?
Yes.
Have you not had any Afrikaans ladies that have ever done this for you? Or
nothing. Only probably my Afrikaans teacher, but she was very old.
So do you like the Afrikaans market? Do you like what you see?
You know what? All because of you.
Dit gaan alles net omdat jy is wie jy is.
Ja, that.
Duidelijk. Ach, Duncan. He's just sweet. How old are you?
I said I'm 20. Well, now I'm 32.
Yeah, right. I'm 43. You're bluxom. Okay, so Duncan, here are a couple of ladies. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe not. Tell me, because you're very young. Okay. Cathy O'Dowd, she was the first woman ever to reach the summit of Mount Everest. She's from South Africa, Cathy O'Dowd. I don't know when that happened, but yeah. Charlize Theron, obviously, she was the first lady, South African lady. Have you met her?
I've had lunch with her.
Really? I've never met her.
She's amazing.
Really? Mm. And ze praat nog goed Afrikaans ook, nee?
I spoke to her in Afrikaans. Have you ever?
And says, yeah, says net even our vrouwens wat net. She's got a really good head on her. She's like sharp. She's clever. Okay. Portia Modise, first South African female soccer player to score 100 international goals. Seeing that you are a South African soccer player.
I'm not a soccer player.
You're South African. You're a soccer player. Portia Modise, the first South African female. Yes, of course, I mentioned that. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Africa's first elected female to state of Liberia. Josie Buraine was officially negotiated as the first South African supermodel. Josie Buraine. She lives in Cape Town, right? Yeah. Leonora van der Heffer, first South African woman judge. When was that, Gav? Yeah, you datums by
1942.
Well, can I play you a song? That this song at the moment. You know what? Can I tell you something? You know, you ask certain people. You go, don't play the song yet. You ask certain people. You say, I'm just telling you. You ask certain people. So, what's your all-time favorite? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite movie? Your favorite actor? I don't have that because mine changes all the time. Because I don't like the same old, same old. I like to trend and change and, I don't know, just, you know, be modern. So my favorite song at the moment is probably this song because it just, I don't know what it does. It just makes me cry. I don't know. It just gives me vibe to carry on. Makes me want to do things in life. It's my flashlight. Flashlight. By Pitch Perfect, eh? Second musical.
When tomorrow comes, I'll be on my own. Feeling frightened of the things that I don't know. I see the shadows long beneath the mountains.
Oh, flashlight. You know what? That song just gives me, I don't know what it does. It makes me want to sing and live life. It's Friday. It's been amazing. Thank you so much, Cliff Central. Hey, Gareth Cliff, thank you, my darling. He's not watching and he's not listening, but he's scooting around his scooter. Duncan, you've been amazing. You're a fantastic music producer. Hey,
you are fantastic.
Gavin Prince, thank you so much from Red Dot Publicity and Marketing. Yay. And thank you so much for having me as your host. I'd love to do this again. Absolutely. So if you want to invite me back. Clement, thank you so much for all your beautiful messages. You say that I must come back soon. Thank you for the last 2 hours and you're going to work. I also have to get back to work. But if you want to get hold of me, book me for a function. I'll be performing, singing, whatnot at your event. And that's at amor_vitoni. And then
info@red.mc.co.za or 011-883-2382.
I'd love to see you there. Thank you so much, Duncan. I had the best time.
Same did I. Thank
you. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Cliff Central cameos on cliffcentral.com.